Thompson, stay for details. Now, Galamse and now vacant seats, two of the major issues which will dominate the return of Parliament after more than 2 months on break. This meeting will also see the presentation of a mini budget which will cover the first quarter of 2025 before the new government elected in December presents its substantive budget. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Kwe Kwasante looks ahead to a short meeting, but one set to be dominated by controversial issues.
This short meeting of Parliament will be clearing government's legislative business as well as a host of bills that have been sitting in the House for months. Galamse is expected to be a topical issue following months of sustained advocacy by civil society organizations, labor unions and the general populace. Government is expected to revoke LI 2462 that allows mining in forest reserves. That commitment from government was part of why organized labor suspended its planned strike. A new issue which will now set in dominate the agenda is the NDC's push to have 4 seats declared vacant. 3 of these seats belong to the majority side, while 1 belong to the minority caucus. These MPs have all filed to contest as independent candidates, while former MP Andrew Amoakun-Siama, who is currently an independent MP, will be contesting on the ticket of the NPP.
But the Speaker will be called upon on Tuesday to declare 4 parliamentary seats vacant and declare them as lacking constitutional recognition.
The Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagbin, will be expected to make a determination if the minority caucus pushes through efforts to tilt the balance of power in Parliament.
And you heard Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Kwe Kwasante. Alwyn will be live in the House today and bring you all the interesting happenings away from Parliament. Ghana Cocoa Board says it's considering a review of producer price for cocoa following a spike in smuggling of beans to neighbouring countries. Despite over 500% increase of the producer price in the last 7 years, the country lost more than 120,000 metric tons of cocoa to the menace. Director of Special Services at Cocoa Board, Mr. Charles Amenyaglo, said even though the cartel behind the smuggling have changed their modus operandi, they are making gains in the fight and also considering review of prices.
Management is still looking at the scenarios and where appropriate, I believe the necessary intervention will be put in place.
But are you overwhelmed, you say, or is a situation you have under control?
I would say it is under control. Even though the surge is high. Significantly, you see virtually every day or every other day, there are interceptions here and there.
You heard Director of Special Services at Cocoa Board, Mr. Charles Amenyaglo, in an interview with MFR Pawn last night. Now, out of 7 people involved in the East Legon accident that claimed 2 lives, 2 have been treated and discharged, while 3 remain at the hospital. ADO1 Alex Kinlate from the PR Department of the Ghana National Fire Service gave some updates of events to join news.
We have 3 who were minors in the Jaguar. 2 of them were 16-year-old and then 1 11-year-old female. The Acura had 4 people in the vehicle. Fortunately, the driver and 1 11-year-old lady from the Acura have been treated and discharged. The people left are the 3 minors who were in the Jaguar. My sources tell me they are undergoing surgery, and I'm sure by now they are done with the surgery, and we are hoping that they should be able to make a quick recovery.
ADO1 Nate also confirmed that preliminary investigations revealed the driver of the vehicle was a minor.
Our preliminary investigation truly confirmed that, yes, he's a minor, because there are 2 males who were both 16 years old and then 1 female who was 11 years old. So, yes, it means that he's a minor, a 16-year-old boy.
You heard ADO1 Alex Kinlate with the PR Department of the Ghana National Service. Now, the Ghana Health Service has confirmed an outbreak of cholera at the Adal West and East districts of the Greater Accra region. So far, 9 cases are under surveillance. A statement issued by the Health Service says an environmental assessment is underway to determine the extent of the outbreak. My colleague Daryl Kwal joins me in studio with more. Daryl, tell us more about the GHS preliminary investigations.
Well, Mamiti, according to the Ghana Health Service, the outbreak reportedly started when an individual, after attending a funeral in Ada East, visited a health facility with symptoms of vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. And as of October 11, there have been 9 confirmed cases across both districts.
Okay, so what measures are being taken to contain the spread?
Well, the health service says it has activated its public health emergency management committees at all levels, mm-hmm. a joint multi-sectoral public health emergency rapid response team from the national, regional and district levels, as well as reps from the National Commission for Civic Education, the Ghana Education Service and the National Disaster Management Organization, as well as the environmental health units from the 2 affected districts. They have been activated and an alert has been sent to all health facilities across the country.
Thank you, Daryl. We'll come back to you more for more on other stories. Now, NDC presidential candidate John Mahama has expressed doubts that the perpetrators of the Mamobi clash will be punished. Speaking during an interaction with members of the Upper West Regional House of Chiefs, he urged chiefs, opinion leaders and CSOs to be the moral voice of conscience and speak out against what he describes as growing impunity.
The 2 opposing parties were holding health walks or something, and then there was a clash somewhere. But even if there was a clash, I mean, maybe it might not have led to the loss of lives. But people had weapons, and they fired shots and injured people. The reason why this continues is because there's impunity. Those who have those weapons know that nothing will happen to them. They will do it and get away with it because they are operatives of the system.
Meanwhile, the Ghana Police Service says one person has been arrested in connection with the incident and is working round the clock to get all identified perpetrators to face justice. Still in the election headquarters, another round of voter exhibition exercise is to commence today as the EC gives a lifeline to registered voters to rectify errors with the details. The exercise will continue until 19th October. Now, this decision follows a meeting held with political parties and other stakeholders on October 1 under the auspices of the Inter-Party Advisory Committee. And Daryl Kwal joins me once again in studio with details of the exercise. Daryl, where can people access and view their details during this exercise?
Yeah, so this time the Provisional Voters Register will be exhibited online for registered voters to check their details and report any discrepancies to the Commission for Correction. Voters can check their details either through the EC's website or via a short code *71*51 hash free of charge. The EC asks that any discrepancies identified must be reported to the district office of the commission. Once the re-exhibition exercise ends on Saturday, 19th October, voters will still be able to check their details online, but cannot request for correction of their details.
Well, the Electoral Commission is expected to hold another inter-party advisory committee meeting today to bring together key stakeholders in the electoral process to discuss important matters ahead of the December elections, and we'll be bringing you updates on that. After falling short by just a point in last year's preliminaries, Archbishop Portugals have made a dazzling comeback, storming their way to a solid lead with 45 points in the preliminary stage of the 2024 National Science and Math Quiz. Talk about your comeback with a vengeance. My colleague Adobe Asari has more.
Purity of mind and body to serve our God.
The first contest of the 2024 National Science and Math Quiz ended with the Archbishop Portugals emerging winners. In the first round, Ejusuman Senior High School was leading, but things took a sharp turn as Archbishop Portugals bounced back quickly in the second round, third, fourth, and then to the final round. They are excited and then they are hopeful that they are going to go way, way, way to the top and even win. Am I right?
Yeah. I was a bit down, but with God, I knew all things would go on well.
Actually, I'm extremely happy because at the initial stages, it was...
And that's how we end the bulletin this morning with me, Mamie Sinyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show. Stay tuned.